today and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In New Mexico, a manhunt for a suspect in the death of a state trooper there and a person of interest in the death of a South Carolina woman. Department of Public Safety Secretary Jason Bowie says the suspect's armed and dangerous.
Jeremy Smith is certainly that, just a violent person with a long criminal history that obviously had no regard for anyone that he comes into contact with.
Israel said it would send a delegation to Qatar for more talks with mediators after Hamas presented a new proposal for a ceasefire with an exchange of hostages and prisoners. The 26-year-old suspect accused of killing three family members, including his 13-year-old sister in Philadelphia, is now in custody. Police say 26-year-old Andre Gordon Jr. was apprehended after an hours-long standoff. St. Patrick's Day parades were yesterday, and there's more today. New York held its annual parade Saturday. In Chicago, members of the Plumbers Union turned the Chicago River green. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Mohn has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the healthcare team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zeng says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zeng says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3-ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game, and excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. It's just where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries possible today, highs in the low 30s. Northwest winds up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 23. Sunshine Monday, 38. A little warmer Tuesday, with a high around 48. Back to the upper 30s on Wednesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Top of the morning to you. This is the music of the stars. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Lou Regani, and the Civic Media Radio Network. Some reason in Ireland, they don't celebrate as frivolously as we. It's a religious day. They go to Mass. Although I think the fun is growing there, but still, we're the champions. I'm Lou Regani and the music of the stars till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio stations. St. Patrick, who was he? Converted all of Ireland for 40 years. Worked many miracles, they say. Founded 300 plus churches. Christianity to Ireland. He was in jail in captivity in the 4th century. And he escaped. It's a worthy holiday. We'll be on the air till high noon. Celebrating. Thank you for being here. The music of the stars.
Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that hat?
Where did you get that hat? Folks ask me every day. Isn't it the nifty one you often hear them say? Put it on, it's funny, can't you see the people smile? It keeps me busy telling them the history of this town. about respect with his head erect as he marched down old Broadway. Sure, not a man in line looked half as fine, me dear old mother, he used to say, as your father did in his old time with upon St. Patrick's Day. It's the hat, me dear old father wore upon St. Patrick's Day. Talk about respect with his head erect as he marched down old Broadway. Sure, not a man in line looked half as fine, me dear old mother used to say, as your father did in his old time lived upon St. Patrick's Day.
Because for all the Irish, it's a great, great every good old Irish name and his relation. They come from Tipperary, Donegal and County Kerry, and they all are here to join the celebration. Now there's Terence O'Toole and his cousin Phil Doherty, Patrick O'Bogle and Mullen McGrew, Mike Maley, Tim Daly and Barney O'Flaherty, Daniel Doolan and Seamus Carew. And Donnellys and Patrick O'Bannigan, Ryans, O'Briens, McLaughlins and Lynch, McGlones and McFadden's and Mr. Pat Flanagan, Hogan's and Glogan's, McPherson's and Finch. It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for Clare. Because there's not a cop to stop a raiding. Because all the cops are out parading. It's a great day. Swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
Judy on the music of the stars, Stanley Holloway.
Strange and funny. Grandfather died and left to me his property and money. And when the will it was read out, they told me straight and flat, if I would have his money, I must also wear his hat. Season. There's someone sure to shout at me without the slightest reason. If I go to a concert hall to have a jolly spree, there's someone in the party who is sure to shout at me. Said too long we'd married, so off to church we went right quick, determined to get wed. I had not long been in there when the parson to me said, last garden party, I was amongst the guests who had a welcome true and hearty. The Prince of Wales was also there, and my heart jumped with glee when I was told the Prince would like to have a word with me.
Said that last night. They seem equally qualified. So the prospective employer sets up a problem for them. And the job, he says, will go to the first applicant to solve it. And here's what happens. Now we're going to demonstrate this because you really have to see this in action. A hat is placed, now in the original version, they put a spot on the forehead. But because that's a little difficult to see, we're going to use hats, okay?
Right.
A hat is placed on each man's head. The three are told that each has either a black hat or a red hat. And each is to raise his hand if he sees a black hat on the head of either of the other two. In other words, I'm going to put a hat on all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You will not see the hat that you have. Now you'll all be together. The first one to tell what color his hat is and how he arrived at the answer gets the job. You understand the premise?
Yes.
Would you like to try it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use, is Tom here tonight?
Yeah.
Is Tommy, Doc, come on over. Now, they're going to be the three employers. Yeah, here's the gentleman here.
Fred Collins?
Greg Collins.
Yeah, this came from Greg Collins in Los Angeles.
Okay. Didn't you say you wanted three intelligent men?
That's right.
In that case, you'll have to leave.
Alan Sherman.
Oh, Americans dance on a dance floor. And the Spaniards, they dance on a table. And the Russians, they dance on a saber. But the Mexicans dance on their hats. Oh, they dance on hot coals in Calcutta. In Wisconsin, they dance on fresh butter, which they squeeze from one cow or another. Yes, the Mexicans dance on their hats. There are Mexicans dancing on derbies. There are Mexicans dancing on caps. They just throw their fedoras wherever the floor is and start doing horrors and taps. They won't quit, they go on. It's a Mexican custom to take hats and bust them by doing a dance thereupon. Oh, the reason they shot Pancho Villa was he danced on his mother's mantilla. And the message did not reach Garcia. He was out somewhere dancing on hats. There's a fellow in West Acapulco, the most elegant man you could meet. He does sambas on Hamburgs to tunes of Sig Rombergs and sometimes the Nutcracker Suite. So take care, so beware, or they'll put castanets on and ruin your Stetson, cause they all think they're Fred Astaire. If you're ever in Mexico proper and you're wearing a straw hat or topper, when the band starts to play, call a copper. Cause by now you should know that they'll grab your chapeau and they'll stomp till it's flat, and that's that. That's what Mexicans do on your hat.
Alan Sherman of Chicago. Alan Coppola is his real name. He had one hit. One.
I just got an invitation through the mail. Your presence requested this evening. It's formal. Top hat, white tie, and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails. Cause I'm invited to step out this evening in top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dudin' up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Fred Astaire in one take, RKO Radio Studios.
I reckon you recognize that tune, I think.
Somewhat, yes.
Yes, I do. With Fred, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you his daughter, Ava, who has now come to live in Ireland with her painter husband, Richard. She has decided to settle down here, and I don't think it's just a quick whim. I think she's actually going to stay. Would you welcome, please, Mrs. Ava McKenzie? Beside me so you can keep me on course,
yeah,
you see.
Right,
you see, yes. It's not a whim for you living in Ireland, is it? You're really going to stay?
Oh, I think so, yes.
How long?
We love it.
How long have you been here now?
A little over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to know where to start with your dad. It really is extremely difficult. Let's ask the annoying question. So what do you think about Ireland, then?
I love it. But, you know, I've been here, as you mentioned a moment ago, quite often, and I had looked forward to making a movie here, and when this one came up, it was a very inspiring thing, and I thought, here it goes. And so I've seen more of Ireland in the past 2 months than all the years that I have visited, just for quick visits during the summer. So I've seen the winter weather, I've seen it and felt the winter weather, and it's always beautiful every turn of the road that you take on location. We're on location a great deal in this film at the Taxi Morgue. That's the
indeed,
thing.
Indeed.
Or the Morgue Taxi or whatever they're going to call it. I think that's what it is. And so we go on all these locations, and it's not surprising to me because I've always thought that Ireland was the most unbelievably beautiful place.
Stars, these are the 101 strings. The truth of it is that there are 124 strings, all men, except for the harpist. Dennis Day, my favorite of all the Irish tenors. I don't think there was anyone better, but that's just me. That's not his real name. Owen Patrick Eugene McNulty, born in New York.
If you the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light up any
Day. Born in the Bronx, he was. His father, Patrick, his mother, Mary, made a name Grady. The dad was a factory electrical power engineer. Graduated from Cathedral Prep and Seminary, went on to Manhattan College in the Bronx, sang in the Glee Club. I'd like to have Dennis Day in your church choir with Galway Bay. Bing Crosby.
That view. Bay.
It's nice, but really not my favorite bay, you know.
Oh?
Oh, no, you have to work west. Way west.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clannagh and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to hear again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, and to sit beside a turf fire in the cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. The breeze is blowing o'er the seas from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the upland digging praties speak a language that the strangers do not know. For the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They blamed us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Thank you.
Lake Geneva, working in anti-alcoholic counseling. What a great baritone, Dick Haynes. He was actually half Irish, half Scottish. Moved to Dublin in the 1960s. This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on from 7 till high noon central on most of these same stations.
Sure, I've roamed this wide world over, and of all the lands I've seen, there's no place I'd rather dwell in than my little Isle of Green. Only last night I was gazing on a sight that thrilled me through, but what I saw I'll see no more. 'Twas too good to be true. Sure, the shamrocks were growing on Broadway. Every girl was an Irish Colleen. The town of New York was the county of Cork. All the buildings were painted green. Sure, the Hudson looked just like the Shannon. Oh, how good and how real it did seem. I could hear Mother singing, the Shannon bells ringing. 'Twas only an Irishman's dream. And looked just like the Shannon. Oh, how good and how real it did seem. I could hear Mother singing, the Shannon bells ringing. 'Twas only an Irishman's dream.
President, it's an old established tradition that Shamrock is presented to the President of the United States on St. Patrick's Day. If I can get this pin out. And this reflects the ties of kinship between the Irish in our island and the Irish here in the United States, of whom you, sir, are the great representative.
It's an honor and a pleasure for me to be here with you, sharing the spirit and the festivities of St. Patrick's Day. The blessed St. Patrick, we're told, died on this day in the year of our Lord, 461. And leave it to the Irish to be carrying on a wake for 1,500 years. I'm honored to receive this shamrock and will wear it as an expression of my hope for peace and goodwill in the year ahead. Friendship with Ireland and the Irish people is deep and enduring. The seeds of the shamrock. Ireland has scattered its sons and daughters to the four winds. And everywhere they've taken root, they've made a unique contribution to their adopted country. Here in America, the men and women whose patron saint we honor today have made an immeasurable contribution the development of this nation. Even the White House has not been exempt from Ireland's spell.
Many of our presidents traced their roots to Ireland, and I'm proud to trace mine to Ballyporeen in County Tipperary. I have a deep and abiding respect for the accomplishments of St. Patrick, an individual who was able to turn the head of the entire Irish race. Having done my best these last 6 years, even on the minor issues, to convert the likes of Senator Kennedy and Speaker O'Neill. I can only stand in awe of such a man.
Dick Hames, Jane Haver.
Sure, it's like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing. Happy, all the world seems bright and gay, and when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart away.
Dick Hames, his brother Bob. It's quite the composer and singer. These are the tenors on the Music of the Star. The Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a tear in my eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all.
With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall.
With your sweet lilting laughter, like some fairy song, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you can smile. Is the loveliest part, and it makes even sunshine more bright.
Like the linnet's sweet song, crooning all the day long, comes your laughter so tender and light.
For the springtime of life is the sweetest of all, and there's never real care.
Sorry.
smiling. Sure they'll steal your heart away.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jimmy Cagney. Joan Leslie.
Who is the man who will spend or will even lend?
Harrigan.
That's me.
Who is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan.
That's me. I am just as proud of me name, you see, as an emperor, czar, or king could be. Who is the man helps a man every time he can?
Harrigan.
That's me. H.
A.
W-R-I.
G-A-N spells Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Given a man can say a word again me. H.
A.
W-R-I.
G-A-N-U-C.
Is a name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan. That's me.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Divil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is a name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan.
That's me. Well, what do you think?
Once again, the Irish tenors, Jimmy from the Bronx, Pat O'Brien from Milwaukee.
If you listen, I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. You're dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates. Though each holds aloft its proud head, 'twas given to me by a girl that I know. Since we've met, faith, I've known no repose. She's dearer by far than the world's brightest star, and I call her my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken. Whenever I pass by the bar where my
Tenors, the Irish tenors. Wild Irish Rose? Is that a flower or a lady? We know the truth. Norman Luboff, and then we have news and four more hours of the music of the stars on most of these stations. I'm Lou Regani. Happy St. Patrick's.
In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, I first said she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels.
Oh.
life with ghost stories. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.